It's early afternoon, sometime after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason returns to the city with Private Detective Paul Drake, gives Paul rapid instructions. Now the lawyer heads for the office of newspaper columnist Jake Jacobson. We'll join Mason in a few minutes. First, to the nightclub headquarters of J.T. Doherty's crime syndicate, where Gus Jansen, who's also just returned to the city, enters the manager's office.
Hello, August.
I thought I'd have to phone you.
I'm here, so you won't. You can tell me now if you did what you were sent to do.
Been worried, J.T.?
Concerned, August. The big fellow and I have been concerned.
How is the big fellow?
Never mind. Well?
I didn't find Suzanne Barclay. Now, wait a minute. It's only a matter of a short time before I do find her.
Well, tell me.
I located the rooming house where she stayed in Smithville. I talked to the landlady, Mrs. Dooley. Suzanne's afraid I'm on her trail. She comes back every month to ask if anyone's been asking questions.
Oh?
Suzanne thinks Mrs. Dooley is her friend.
Well, what did you do? Buy the landlady off?
And I gave her some money. She couldn't talk fast enough. Suzanne will come back in about 3 weeks. Meanwhile, I left Albert Dollar up there to keep his eyes open. What's the matter?
3 weeks. We have to wait for 3 weeks.
Well, why not?
The police are searching for Miss Barclay.
J.T., they've been searching for 5 months.
They've got new information, August.
J.T., remember how I said I'd learn what the police know, and didn't I?
You did.
And didn't I say I'd get ahead of them? And didn't I get to the landlady first?
You did. But why won't the police follow up? You think that woman, Mrs. Dooley, will stay bought off?
Well, there's one little reason why she won't repeat what she told me.
Tell me, August.
Mrs. Dooley was talking to me at the head of her cellar stairs. She tripped over something, fell downstairs and broke her neck.
Oh, that's regrettable. wait a minute. What happens if Suzanne Barclay learns the landlady is dead?
How will she learn? An old woman fell down a flight of stairs. That's a page 10 item in one day's paper.
Yeah, very well, August.
And it's okay?
I think so. The girl will come to you. You will be waiting.
You know I'll be waiting, J.T. I'll go up a few days ahead of time.
See you who it is.
Yeah. Who is it?
Kate Beekman. The chef wants to know about tonight's menu.
Oh, just a second, Katie. I'll go out and talk to her. You want me to keep making friends, don't you?
Oh, of course, my boy. Have a good time, August.
You know me, J.T. I always have a good time.
Oh, Gus.
How are you, Katie? Where are you going?
Oh, aren't the menus in the office?
No, they haven't come yet.
Oh.
How are you, Kate?
Oh, fine, thank you.
I'm awfully sorry about last night.
What?
I'm sorry I wasn't here to take you home.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind riding the bus.
Oh, thanks.
Hmm?
Thank you very, very much. The one reason I didn't want to leave town was because I wouldn't get to take you home and you didn't even remember.
Oh, well, I did remember, but I understand you're busy.
Katie, seeing you is important. Other things are important, too, but...
Like your trip out of town?
You won't even listen to me.
Oh, of course I'll listen. Did you have an interesting trip?
Oh, it was just a business trip. Have to go away again in 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. When I do, I'll probably be gone for several days. Do you want to talk about business?
Well, not particularly.
I'd much rather talk about you and me, if you'll listen.
All right.
I won't be busy during the next couple of weeks, so I've been planning something for you.
What?
How'd you like to learn to drive a car?
Oh!
Would you?
Oh, I'd love to, but... I couldn't ask you to...
Remember, Katie, you didn't ask me. I asked you for the privilege of teaching you. May I?
Why, yes, of course.
Good. We'll start this afternoon. You sure you want to?
Oh, I... How can I thank you, Gus?
By smiling like that. You're lovely when you smile, Katie. You're lovely anyway.
Why, thank you. That's awfully kind of you.
I'm not just being kind. It's the truth. I'll always tell you the truth, Katie. You may not like what I think, but I'll always tell you fair and square. I'd like you to believe that.
I do believe you, Gus.
Now I'll say thanks. First driving lessons this afternoon, okay?
Now, in the Daily Blade building.
Yeah? Mr. Mason, Della.
Hi, Jake.
Jake, how are you?
Yeah.
Got a minute?
Sure, sure, sit down. Here, where till I move these travel folders? Oh, what do you think of my private office?
That's wonderful. How's Helen?
Well, so's Jimmy. And if I could get Helen to believe he's okay, everything would be fine.
What?
Here, look at this travel folder.
Well, Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda. Ain't it pretty?
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Well, listen to this. I talked to Arch. You remember my editor, Arch Kernan.
Oh, yes, very well.
Well, I finally browbeat him into sending me to Bermuda. All expenses paid. For me and Helen. Arch didn't like it, but I finally got my way. Now Helen doesn't like it. She doesn't want to leave Jimmy.
Oh?
Only for a week.
Oh, well, now, I don't think they should leave their poor little baby either, do you, Della?
Hmm? Oh, no, I certainly don't, Chief.
What are you talking about?
Jake, you remember when I began investigating the auto theft syndicate, you said you wanted in when the time was ripe?
Yeah.
It's ripe. Now, so far, our only lead is to a man called Gus. Gus is a key figure in the syndicate. Once we identify him, the syndicate is as good as broken.
Now, so what's your problem?
We don't know his full name. We don't know what he looks like. We don't know any of his associates. However, we do know a girl who can identify him. She is in hiding.
Been looking for her?
Yes. We followed the trail to Smithfield. That's a town upstate.
Yeah.
Now, get this picture. Gus is also looking for her. If he finds her first, he'll kill her. He killed a woman today.
Ah.
He made it look like an accident, but he killed the woman who gave him certain information. We don't know what that information was, except that it was a lead to the girl. Now, we have been following that girl, searching for her. Right at this minute, we're blocked. Gus isn't. Now, if we don't cut a corner, Gus is ahead of us. Possibly, there's a way to make the girl come forward.
You want me to help?
I do.
I've never seen Bermuda.
You have seen a girl in danger. You remember when Helen's life was threatened?
I'll never forget it to my dying day. I'll never forget how you helped us. Just tell me what to do, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Jake.
I got to call Arch and tell him I don't want to go to Bermuda after all.
Oh, good. Call him and get an appointment.
You mean Arch has got to help, too?
Yes, yes. You'll have to get his cooperation, but without disclosing full details.
Oh, I'd rather take raw meat away from a tiger. Okay, Mr. Mason, what's the deal?
You get your appointment with Kerner, and then I'll explain.
Boy, I hate to do this. Hello, Arch, this is Jake. How's the boy, Archie? Uh-huh. Say, Arch, I want to run up and see you for a minute. Right away. Arch, we're all busy. Arch, I got to see you, and it's important, so calm down and tell me when I can... Oh, now, come on, it'll have to be sooner than that. Okay, Archie. Be a couple of hours, Mr. Mason.
That's time enough. Now, Jake. Suzanne Barkley will come forward if she has a good reason. Now, we have to make her think there is a good reason.
Okay.
You will have to plant a story. And it'll have to be a page one story. We have to make it appear to Suzanne Barkley that a tragedy...
As you just heard, Perry Mason believes he can make Suzanne Barkley come forward. But how, do you think, does he plan to do it? We'll learn tomorrow. So by all means, hear tomorrow's important and dramatic development.